says you can do that, and Rabbi Zera says I don't believe you can. It has to be bought as lachmei toda. And here we'll get the reasons for both. Ema taimadidach, last line on Pe'alaf Amid Beis on 81b. Ema taimadidach, I'll say your reason. Toda mehecha keyalfisla. How did you deduce for the korban toda that you're allowed to use mos meiser sheni in the first place? Mishlamim, you deduced it from the korban shlamim because the korban toda is identified as a breed of shlamim, zevach todas shlamav, ushlamim, and as far as the shlamim themselves, top of pei beis of an aleph, shlam mi meiser. We learned that from meiser sheni, meaning the pasuk says regarding meiser sheni, ve'achalta shlam you shall eat it there, and we say regarding the shlamim ve'achalta sham you shall eat it there. Same thing. Umina. So we deduce from there. Mashlamim ein gufa meiser. Avtodanami ein gufa meiser. Just like the korban shlamim itself cannot be meiser sheni, because a shlamim is an animal and meiser sheni is produce. So the shlamim itself can't be meiser sheni. Avtodanami ein gufa meiser. So to the korban toda may not be brought from meiser sheni. V'hani chiti alakuchos v'mos meiser sheni nami ein gufa meiser. And the reason you're willing to accept the use of wheat that was purchased with meiser sheni money for the sake of the toda is because that's not physically meiser sheni. It's only something that was exchanged for meiser sheni. That's why you're willing to allow it if a person goes and buys the wheat and says, this wheat's going to be for the korban toda. Ema taima didi. But now I'll tell you my reasoning for not accepting that. Toda mehecha kayalfinola. Where did you get the toda from in the first place? Mishlamim, you got the toda from the shlamim, that's how you deduced it. Ushlamim sham sham mi meiser, and you learn the status of the shlamim from meiser sheni, from v'achalta sham. Mashlamim ein min meiser, af toda ein min meiser. So he says, just like the shlamim, he says, is not of the right breed. It's not the same type as meiser sheni at all, because meiser sheni is produce and shlamim is meat. So I will say af toda, the same thing is true for the toda, ein min meiser, should not be brought from the same species, so to speak, as meiser sheni, meaning wheat which was purchased with meiser sheni at all. La fluke chitin alakuchas mos meiser sheni dimin meiser ninu. These are too close to meiser sheni for comfort. So the machlokes in essence that we're framing here is whether meiser sheni money can be used to purchase bread, to purchase wheat that will be brought for your lachmei toda. One of you is, this is far enough removed from the original meiser sheni that you're okay. And the other one says, no, it's not far enough removed, because it's still fundamentally the same species, so to speak, as the meiser sheni originally. Okay. That's all wrap up from the end of yesterday's Gemara. But now we move into a little bit of a tangent regarding dedicating meiser sheni funds for a korban shlamim. Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says, we've had nine lines down on Pei Beis Amid Aleph 82a. Amar Rabbi Ami. Hamas bis mos meiser sheni l'shlamim lo kanu shlamim. If you say, I'm taking my meiser sheni money, money with which I redeemed the meiser sheni produce, and you dedicate it for a korban shlamim, he says, lo kanu shlamim, it does not become known as shlamim money. It is not dedicated. The name shlamim did not acquire the funds. This is not talking about where I actually acquired a korban, an animal with it. I simply took the cash that's in my purse and I said, this cash is going to be meiser sheni, is going to be shlamim money, and he says it doesn't. That is not now. It is not now identified as money for a korban shlamim. My time away. Because the shlamim status is not strong enough to dominate the meiser sheni status that's already on these. That's already on these funds. That's why not. Meisrei, so the Gemara challenges that and says, well, wait a minute. We have to challenge it based on the following brisa, but this brisa requires one stipulation. There's a difference between... Correct. All I did was identify it. Well, we're going to stipulate in the following is that there's a difference between chaya and behema. Okay? There is no such thing as a korban that's brought from a chaya. There are kosher chayos, right? A deer is a kosher chaya. However, there's no such thing as a chaya that's going to be a karban, okay? That's number one. Number two, a behema, if it's purchased with meiser sheni money, is assumed to be for a karban. That's the assumption, is that it's going to be a Karban Shlamim. So what happens if a person buys a Chaya and says it's going to be a Karban? Or a person buys a Behema with Maaser Sheni money and says, I'm just going to eat it myself, I'm not bringing it as a Karban Shlamim. Those are two unusual attempts. The norm is you buy a Chaya in order to eat the meat, you buy a Behema with your Maaser Sheni money in order to bring it as a Karban Shlamim. So he says, Meisvei, we learned, Halokeach Chaya, if you buy a chaya with meiser sheni money, saying I'm buying it as a shlamim, which obviously you are not supposed to do, or you buy an animal with meiser sheni money and you say I'm just going to eat it for myself, I am not going to bring it as a korban. This is not the norm. Lo yatsa ha'or lechulin. The hide also has meiser sheni status, even though it's not edible. Right? Nonetheless, the hide automatically gains Meiser Sheni status. That's the rule. Whereas, if I had bought... Whereas, if I had bought the Chaya as meat that I'm going to eat, Stam, or I bought the animal as a Shlamim, the hide would automatically not have Meiser Sheni status. Here, it actually does. Now, of course, you still can't eat it. So what you're going to need to do is redeem it. Redeem it itself for cash and use the cash to buy food to eat in Yerushalayim. So that's the quote. So he says, Lav lememra dekani shlamim. So he says, from the fact that you tell me that if I buy a chaya as a shlamim, the hide does not become chulin, that tells me that the money does indeed acquire a karban shlamim. The money is dedicated for shlamim. So how do you told me that the money does not become dedicated as a shlamim? In other words, you told me that money that's dedicated for a shlamim, if it's meiser sheni money, does not become shlamim money. Well, in that case, when I buy this chaya, the money shouldn't have shlamim status. The chaya isn't a shlamim. The chaya can't be a shlamim. So the Gemara answers, doesn't matter, none of it's shlamim. The Gemara says, how do you eat the Mara law? We learned regarding that, Amar Rav lo kani shlamim. Rav did say that it doesn't become shlamim money. Umaylo yatsa or lechulin. So what did you mean about the hide not becoming chulin? What does that mean? Havik yamar. This is what we mean. Eino betoras latzeis ha'or lechulin. It isn't even within the category of something that could become chulin, by which we mean it doesn't become a shlamim, is really what we're saying. It isn't something that gains kedusha such that it could become chulin. My time, why? Rabba says it's just like buying an ox to go plow with it. You didn't buy a carbon. Therefore, the money doesn't lose its Meiser Sheni status. In other words, this was not a normal purchase. You don't use your Meiser Sheni money to buy an animal to plow with. Meiser Sheni money is meant to be used to purchase food and only food. The shlamim is if it's a behema. I'm sorry, why did I say that again?
It was chulin from before.
It was chulin from before, that's correct. Sorry?
In fact, he hasn't bought something to eat.
Correct. He bought it. It's like buying an animal to plow.
He's buying the chaya and dedicating the shlamim, now he can't eat it.
Correct. So what you're left with is Meiser Sheni.
Right.
That's all you're left with. Right.
Yeah.
Itmar. Okay. Itmar. Hamas pismos Meiser Sheni l'shlamim. Let's say you dedicate Meiser Sheni money for a karban shlamim, which we just said before doesn't make it shlamim money. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kani. Rabbi Yochanan says yes, it does. Rabbi Elazar Amar Lo Kani. Rabbi Elazar says no, it doesn't. Valiba de Rabbi Yehuda, within the view of Rabbi Yehuda regarding Meiser Sheni in general, remember the machlokis about Meiser Sheni money altogether. Is Meiser Sheni money based on Mikdash money, or is it my money? It's sort of in this in-between status. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Dama Meiser Mamon Hed Yodu. He says that Meiser Sheni money belongs to me. It's just that I have to go use it in Yerushalayim to buy food to eat. But it's my money. So Dekuli Amalo Pligi Dekani. Everybody will agree, if it's really mine, then I can identify it for a shlamim, and it really becomes shlamim funding. Ki pligi alivet Rabbi Meir. The debate is within Rabbi Meir's view. Damar Meiser Mamon Gavoahu. Rabbi Meir says that Meiser Sheni actually is property of the Beis Hamikdash. So Manda Omar Lo Kani, Rabbi Meir, the one who says that it doesn't become shlamim, is Rabbi Meir. He says it's out of your control. It doesn't belong to you. And you can't transfer Hekdesh to whatever you want. Uman da Amar Kani, the one who says it does work, will say Rabbi Meir will agree with me. Kevan de Meiser Kari Le Shlamim, or Karav Le Shlamim, since Meiser Sheni can actually either it's called shlamim or it can be used to buy a karban shlamim, depending on which edition you have. Ki mas besislei nami tafis, when you identify the shlamim money, that's also effective. So again, if you believe that meiser sheni money is yours, then the purchase for sure works. It's identified, or the, it's not really purchase, it's really identification. It's not really purchase. I wrote purchase on your sheets, but that's a mistake. It should say the identification works. The if it's actually property...
Designation.
Okay. But if it's actually considered property of the Beis HaMikdash, that's when I have a machlokas.
I'm going to state before, according to our mayor,
correct. This is within Rabbi Meir. That's correct. That's correct. The but the Gemara has one more challenge before we finish this a little bit confusing discussion. Meisay, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Meir. The it says, wait, we learned Hamas bismos meiser sheni l'shlamim. When you dedicate meiser sheni money for shlamim, k'shup hodan mosif aleim shnei chumshin. If you want to now redeem it, it's your money that you dedicated. You have to add in 2/5. Echel the Kodesh, one because you're redeeming your Karban Shlamim and you redeem your own Hekdesh, you have to add a fifth. Parenthetically, Tosus notes that it's not true. When you redeem a Karban, when you redeem Kachim Kalim, you don't add a fifth. That's a little bit of an issue there based on Bav Mitzia and Dalit. But let's pretend for the moment you're adding a fifth for that. Echel the Meiser, and then you add another fifth because you're redeeming Meiser Sheni. So I don't understand. You told me that it doesn't work. But here I have to add a fifth. So which is it? Me savri divrei akoli. So the answer is that's okay. You believe that's everybody. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. That's within the school of thought of Rabbi Yehuda that Meiser Sheni is yours, and therefore it is effective when you dedicate it for the shlomi. Your dedication is effective. So again, the upshot of what we've just said is that we have a machlokas whether you can use your Meiser Sheni money to buy wheat that will then be used for lachme toda. That was number one, and then number two as a tangent from that, what happens if you dedicate your Meiser Sheni funds for purchase of a carbon shlamim? Okay. New Mishnah. In practice?
Yes.
You want to have a lachala Meiser about me taking Meiser Sheni and dedicating it for shlamim? Rabbi Ami's got the Ein Mishpat. Rabbi Ami has the note from Ilchos Meiser Sheni saying that's the halacha. That lo kanu shlamim. So that's a good one to bet on. Mishnah. New thought. More simple. The Mishnah says, "Minayin laomer harei alai toda shelo yavi ela min achuvin." How do you know that if someone says he's going to bring a carbon toda, he can only bring it from chulin? When we say chulin, we mean non-meiser sheni. He can't use his meiser sheni funds to buy the carbon toda. Talmud lomer v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem alokecha tzon uvakar, because the Torah says you shall shat the pesach for Hashem your God. It's tzon uvakar, which is patently wrong, right? Your carbon pesach can be what animals?
A goat or a sheep.
A goat or a lamb, right? That's it. You can't bring any tzon uvakar as your carbon pesach. Right, it's the bakar, that's the problem. Tzon will be fine. So how can this pasuk tell me bring tzon uvakar as your carbon pesach? V'la pesach ein ba ele min akvasim min ha'izim. The carbon pesach can only come from a lamb or a goat. Imkein ma tam alomar tzon uvakar. So what are you talking about, tzon uvakar? L'hakish kalabba min ha'tzon min ha'bakar l'pesach, to link anything that any carbon which is going to come from tzon or bakar to the carbon pesach, to teach me ma pesach davar shebechova vein ba ele min achulin. The carbon pesach is obligatory, and that can only come from chulin, as the Gemara is going to explain. Af kol davar shebechova vein ba ele min achulin. So too, any carbon that comes from obligatory. Any carbon that comes from tzon and bakar and is obligatory, ein ba'ala min ha'chulin, can only come from chulin. Lefichach, therefore, ha'omer harei alai toda, harei alai shlamim. If a person says he's going to bring a carbon toda, says he's going to bring a shlamim, now he has an obligation to do so because he made a neder. So ha'olu bo'en chova, sit there fulfilling an obligation, lo yaviu ala min ha'chulin. They must be brought only from chulin. Note that we didn't explain how you know this for menachos or for birds, right? Even though we said kol, it's really not kol, it's only the animals. Tosus asked that question. Unisachim, the Mishnah concludes, b'chomakom lo yaviyu ele min achulin. And as far as nisachim, the wine and the oil that you pour on the mizbeach with a karban, those can only come from achulin. They cannot come from meiser sheni. They can't come from meiser sheni. Tosfos says because meiser sheni has to be achila with simcha. And these are only poured on the Mizbeach. There's no simcha for you when you're just pouring it out on the Mizbeach. Okay. So the Mishnah made 2 points. Number one, well, 3 points. Number one is that the Pesach can only come from non-Meiser Sheni. Number two, any obligatory animal carbon like Todah and Shlamim can only come from non-Meiser Sheni. And number three, Nesachim can only come from non-Meiser Sheni. Correct. Well, Chulin versus Meiser Sheni. That's why I keep stressing that, because we didn't talk about other non-Chulin things, right? Okay, so the Gemara wants to know, the first assumption that you made is that the Korban Pesach can't come from Meiser Sheni. How do you know that the Korban Pesach can't come from Meiser Sheni? That's what we want to know, and frankly, it's going to take us the entire rest of the page to, and then some, to learn that. We're going to have a view of Rabbi Eliezer, we'll have a view of Rabbi Akiva. U'Pesach gufei menolam, the Pesach itself, how do you know that the Korban Pesach may not be purchased with Meiser Sheni money? This sign is the following brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ne'amar Pesach b'Mitzrayim, V'nemar Pesach l'doros. The Torah uses the word Pesach when it talks about the carbon you do in Egypt, as well as what you do for all generations on the 14th of Nisan. Ma Pesach ha'amur b'Mitzrayim lo'ba ele min achulin. Just like Pesach in Mitzrayim only came from Chulin. How do you know that? Because there was no Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni doesn't begin at that point. So Pesach was not from Meiser Sheni money, right? It also wasn't from, I don't know, a Nazir. But Av Pesach ha'amur l'doros lo'ba ele min achulin. So too, the Korban Pesach you bring in any given year cannot come from Meiser Sheni, must come from Chulin. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva scratches his head and says, what are you talking about? V'chidan an efshar mishe'i efshar. You're going to deduce what the rule is where you could do it from the rule where it couldn't physically have happened. In other words, of course you didn't use Meiser Sheni. There was no Meiser Sheni. But after Meiser Sheni starts, you can use Meiser Sheni money. He says, what kind of an argument is that, Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't care. Amar lei, aval pi she'i efshar. Granted, it's true that you couldn't have used Meiser Sheni, Raya Gedolah even Nilmore Meno. It's still a great proof, and we are going to learn from it. So there, and he thumbs his nose at Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, that's okay, I got another objection. Chaz Rabbi Akiva, Dono Din Acher. Rabbi Akiva comes back and says, I'm going to give it another shot. Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, Shekein Ein Taon Matan Dam Veimurim Legabe Mizbeach. He says, Pesach Mitzrayim is an entity unto itself. You can't compare it to anything else. The Meiser, Pesach in Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbeach. You took the blood and you put it on the doorpost and the lintel. You didn't put it on the Mizbeach. There was no fat going on the Mizbeach either. Tomer v'Pesach Doros, Shetan, Matan Dam, Ve'mur, L'gabe Mizbeach. Are you going to follow the same rules when it comes to the Korban Pesach brought through the generations where you have to put the blood and the fats on the Mizbeach? No. The rule for Pesach Mitzrayim cannot be deduced to Pesach for all generations. It's a fundamentally different carbon, argues Rabbi Akiva. To which Rabbi Eliezer comes back and says, and this is the end of the Braisa, Omar lo, Hareyu Omer v'avadata sa'avoda zos b'chodesh hazeh. The Torah says, you shall do this avoda in this month, right? In Parshas Bo, it says that sheyehu kol avoda shachodesh hazeh kazeh. That unifies all the avodos of Chodesh Nisan, by which we mean Karban, the Karban Pesach, to say all of them will be done the same way. So therefore, even though they're not all done the same way, even though there are going to be changes in what you do, nonetheless, the rule will remain that the Karban Pesach may not be brought from Meiser Sheni. So Rabbi Eliezer initially said that original one was not Meiser Sheni, so too it can never be Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Akiva objected that was because the original one couldn't have been, and that's because the original one was very different. And Rabbi Eliezer says, nonetheless, I have a hekesh from the pasuk. We link all the avodos of Chodesh Nisan. That's Rabbi Eliezer's response. So we still don't know how Rabbi Akiva knows that the Korban Pesach can't come from Meiser Sheni. But first, we have three questions regarding this discussion. Three challenges to this discussion. Our first challenge is, why did you bring me two objections? When someone brings you two objections to a point, you have to wonder which one he really means, right? Hello, you with me here? Why did you bring two objections? He says, Rabbi Akiva, fifth line, Isavar la dein dan in efshar mishi'i efshar. If you really believe that I can't extrapolate from the original Korban Pesach because there was no Meiser Sheni at that point, Leku b'mosei, stand your ground. That's it. Why are you bringing me a second objection? Your first objection is sufficient. Yehadar Bey or V'Yehadar Bey, and if you're backing out from your first one, V'Hadil of Gomer Pesach Mitzrayim Mishum HaPirko, and the reason you don't use Pesach Mitzrayim is because of your second challenge, right? Your challenge of that it's not going on the Mizbeach. The first one didn't go on the Mizbeach. Then Pesach Midbar Yochiach. Well, then I have a good answer to you, Rabbi Akiva. Because Pesach that they brought in the Midbar did have the blood go on the Mizbeach, and yet they still didn't use Meiser Sheni. Again, because they didn't have any Meiser Sheni yet. So I don't understand what your objection is, Rabbi Akiva. If your objection is your first objection, you should have stuck with it. And if your objection is only your second objection, then frankly, it's not such a good objection. So he says, L'dvar Rabbi Ka'amah, Rabbi Akiva only gave his second answer, his second objection, within the view of Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, L'didi, as far as I am concerned, Rabbi Akiva says, ain't done an Afshar Mishi'i Afshar. You can't deduce that which is possible from that which is impossible. Because you didn't have Meister Shini as an option then, that's why you didn't use it, but now you do have it as an option. L'didach, but according to you, the Amrit done an Afshar Mishi'i Afshar, as far as you are concerned, you can deduce even where Meister Sheni is possible. I will give you my second objection. Mala Pesach Mitzrayim Shkein Eino Toon Matan Dam Vemurim Lagabe Mizbeach Torah Pesach Ladaros Pesach Daros Shetoon Matan Dam Vemurim Lagabe Mizbeach. That's where I give my second objection, saying that you can't compare Pesach that went on in Egypt to Pesach for all generations. But me personally, I believe ain't done an Efsher Mishii Efsher. V'amale Rabbi Eliezer, to which Rabbi Eliezer came back with his pasuk of Ve'avadatas Avadas Aspachodesh Hazeh. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Akiva did it. Rabbi Akiva was very happy with his first objection. Okay, but I have a second problem. Rabbi Eliezer's response to Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva said when Rabbi Akiva made his point that it's not going on the Mizbeach, right? So Rabbi Eliezer responded with his pasuk. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer respond that in the Midbar it did go on the Mizbeach and they still didn't use Meiser Sheni? Rabbi Eliezer le malei Pesach Midbar Yochiach. Rabbi Eliezer, why didn't you answer? Look at Pesach that they did in the desert, right? The one time they did it, but look at the Pesach they did in the desert, which didn't involve Meiser Sheni. L'dvaro Rabbi Akiva ka'amar lei, and the answer is because he was answering Rabbi Akiva within Rabbi Akiva's own view. L'didi d'an efshar mishi'i efshar. As far as I am concerned, I can deduce it from Pesach that they brought in the Midbar. And therefore say, they didn't use Meiser Sheni there, and they did put things on the Mizbeach. Not Pesach Mitzrayim. I'm deducing from Pesach Midbar to Pesach through the Doros. Pesach in the Midbar, they put things on the Mizbeach, and yet they didn't use Meiser Sheni. So too L'davros, for all generations, when they bring the Korban Pesach and they put things on the Mizbeach, they don't use Meiser Sheni. Ah, you don't like that, though, because you say, ain't done an Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. They didn't have Meiser Sheni to use. U'mishum ha'pircha. But nonetheless, he says Pesach Midbar Yochiach. I will still accept this. I will still accept Pesach in the Midbar as my proof, even though, despite your second question, because l'didach d'amrit ain't done an efshar mishi'i efshar. As far as you're concerned, Pesach Midbar isn't an adequate source because they didn't have Meiser Sheni. So for that, I'll say v'avadata. But as far as I'm concerned, I can be done efshar mishi'i efshar. So that's the answer to our second question. Our question is, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer use Pesach Midbar? And the answer is that he couldn't use Pesach Midbar to reply to objection one. I wrote this out on the sheet. Because that's Yeshur, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't like that. And he had a heckish to reply to objection two. So the Gemara now asks, V'hashta nami lifroch, why didn't he ask this, why didn't he use this? This Pesach Midbar, Amar Shesha Zos Amaris Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. He preferred to use his Hekesh, because you can't respond Ein Don an Efshar Mishi'i Efshar if he has a Hekesh. So that's what he preferred to use. Okay, last point on this, and this is actually this little four line thing is actually a big problem. Not in understanding it, in a separate point. Ubitarbitza Amor, in Tarbitza they said, Tarbitza Tosfo says, and the Mefarishes is the Beis Medrash, the place where they spread Torah. We're going to come back to that in a moment. Ubitarbitza Amor, in the Beis Medrash they said, V'chidavar alamed behekesh, chozerum alamed behekesh, can that which is deduced from a hekesh teach with a hekesh? By which we mean, Pesach for all generations is learned from Pesach Mitzrayim. You wanted to say that the rule for the Karban Todah is deduced from Pesach. Right? You can't bring your Toda from Meiser Sheni because you can't bring your Pesach from Meiser Sheni. But the only way I know you can't bring the Pesach from Meiser Sheni is your Hekesh of Kol Avodah Shechodesh Zeh of the Avadata, which is from Pesach and Mitzrayim. So you're doing one to another and then the other to the third. To which the answer is Bichlala Idmar. Pesach Kulei Chada Milsehi. The answer is that it's not really a Hekesh, the first one. The saying that all of the Karbanos Pesach cannot be brought from Meiser Sheni is one law. It's not a Hekesh in and of itself, so it's only one layer of Hekesh. But the side note to this, regarding this Tarbitza, the Tosfos says, if you look at the Tosfos, but Tarbitza, he says, Lashon Shosifu Bo Rabbanon B'Shas. This is language the Chachamim added to Shas. So if you take a look at the Maritz Chiyus in his Mavel Talmud Perek Lamed Aleph, he says this comes from the Rabbanon Savoroi, meaning that after the Gemara was closed by Ravina and Ravashi, along came a later generation of, or several generations even of Rabbanon, and they redacted the Gemara. And this is a line, these four lines, Tosfos is saying, were added by those generations. And the reason this is so problematic is because there's a big fight going on now in the study of Gemara, whether you're able to break apart the Gemara and figure out which parts came from the Amoraim and which parts came from the Savoraim. And accusations of heresy abound in this debate. But the Maritz Chiyus said, no, this is from the Rabbanan Savoraim, and that seems to be what Tosfos is saying as well. It's not a new idea that there were Rabbanan Savoraim. The idea goes back to the Gaonim. But identifying what came from them is a big problem. In any case, this is all within one school of thought. I gave you a web link also to a sefer called Encyclopedia Latare Kavod Yisrael that talks about the explanations of what Tarbitza actually means. But going back to our Gemara, the Gemara's jumping off point is that the Karban Pesach cannot come from Meiser Sheni money. We saw how Rabbi Eliezer gets that. Rabbi Eliezer says it's from Pesach Mitzrayim, had to be Chulin, so does Pesach Ledoros. How does Rabbi Akiva know it? We believe that Rabbi Akiva accepts the concept, but we don't know where he got it from. So the answer is it comes from a mega Hekesh, which we're only going to start on today. Rabbi Akiva, about 10, 12 lines up. Rabbi Akiva, Pesach, Te'eno, Ba'elim, and Achulin, Menale. How does Rabbi Akiva know that the Karban Pesach can only come from Achulin? Nafgalei, he deduces it, Meha, from the following. De'amar Shmuel, Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer. Shmuel said, citing Rabbi Eliezer, Zos HaTorah, La'ola, V'la Mincha, V'la Chatas, V'la Hasham, V'la Miluim, U'la Zevach HaShalamim. I reproduced it on your sheet as well. The Torah says in Vayikra Zion, here is the law, this is the law, that which had just been discussed for, and it names all sorts of korbanos. So each one that is present in this pasuk teaches me a unique lesson. Ola is the first one, burnt offering. Ma ola tu'una kli, af kol ta'un kli. And what it teaches me is that just like the ola requires a kli, so too all karbanos require a kli. Maihi, what does that mean? Ilim a mizrach, if that means the mizrach that you use to catch the dam. Gabe zivche shame tziburnamik sivayasem ba'aganos. Regarding communal shlamim, the Torah also says that you catch it in a kli, as they did at Sinai. Vayasem ba'aganos, they caught the blood and put it in the aganos, the receptacles. In, right. Ela sakin. Rather, it means the knife, that it has to be shechted with a kli sharis. That's what you do. Tosfos says, I already know you need a knife. The next few lines first. Va'ola gufa minalan. How do you know that the carbon ola itself needs a knife? You're telling me because the ola requires a knife, so too other carbonos require a knife, and not just a knife, but a knife that's a klisharis. Because remember that in Chulin we're going to say you can shecht with your fingernail. You can shecht with all sorts of different items. So how do you know that that a knife in particular is required? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says regarding the akedah, Vayishlach Avraham es yado, Vayikach es ha-ma'acheles, Lishchot es bino. He took the ma'acheles, which is a knife, to shecht his son, v'hasam olahu, and his son was a carbon ola. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, v'yaleihu le'ola tachas b'no. He brought it as a carbon ola in place of his son. So so his son was to be an ola and needed a ma'achelas. Tosus is bothered, because in Chulin, Tazayin of Adalef, we use the Ma'achelas to teach me a different rule, to teach me that you shecht with talush, with something that's severed from the ground. That's what you use that for, and it's for Chulin, not for Karbanos. But he says that comes from Lishchot es Bino, instead of saying Lishchot es Ha'olah. So that's the from the Beno part. But here we can still use this pasuk to teach me that you have to use a klisharis, as the knife has to be a klisharis. That's what I get from there. The next it says mincha in the pasuk, ola u'mincha. So mincha is ma mincha ein echelas el zichrei kahuna. Av kol ein echel and el zichrei kahuna. Just like the mincha is only eaten by male kohanim, so it's kachay kachim. So too, all of these other karbanos are only eaten by zichrei kahuna. Rashi tells you how you know it. For mincha, the pasuk says kol zachar ba kohanim yochalosa. Fine. Mai, but the Gemara says which of these karbanos can only be eaten by kohanim? Ichatas va'asham. If you're talking about chatas and asham, behed yuksim top of peyim alamad aleph. The Torah says that explicitly regarding them. You don't need a hekesh to mincha. Izivchei shamei tzibor. If you're talking about communal shlamim, mirabuya dekrai asi. Just a few more lines. That's learned from sukkim. Bekodesh hakodeshim tochlenu kol zachrayo chaloso. Limin azivchei shamei tzibor shein echalim el azivchei kahuna. That's talking about by the shtelachem of Shavuos. They're only eaten by Zichrei Kehuna, by male Kohanim. So I don't need a Hekesh. So he says, Tanoi. You're right, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Ika de Maisi Lamehacha, some deduced it from here. Ika de Maisi Lamehacha, and some deduced it from over here. But the law is the same. But it's a Machlokas. There is a Machlokas as to whether we draw it from here or there. But that's the idea, that it will be a Hekesh from Mincha. We still haven't deduced from here how you know the Karban Pesach must be from Chulin. The Gemara will get there, God willing, tomorrow.